This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Sunday for an immediate ceasefire among Israelis and Palestinians after a week of fighting killed at least 180 Palestinians and 8 Israelis. Guterres told an emergency online meeting of the Security Council on Sunday that the fighting must stop immediately. China, Norway, and Tunisia were the countries who called the rare Sunday meeting of the Security Council. Guterres said the UN is actively working with all sides toward reaching an immediate ceasefire to end what he called the senseless cycle of bloodshed, terror, and destruction. UNICEF, or the United Nations Children's Agency, said Sunday that over the past week, at least 55 Palestinian children and 2 children in Israel were among those killed. The top editor of the Associated Press is calling for an independent investigation into the Israeli airstrike that targeted and destroyed a Gaza City building housing offices of the AP, broadcaster Al Jazeera, and other media. AP executive editor says the Israeli government has yet to provide clear evidence supporting its attack, which leveled a 12-story building. The Israeli military has said that Hamas used the building for military intelligence office and weapons development. The media watchdog Reporters Without Borders is asking the International Criminal Court to investigate the bombing as a possible war crime. Algeria's presidential office said Sunday the country will reopen air and land borders on June the 1st, but strict measures will be imposed to limit the spread of the coronavirus. More details are expected a week from now, but on Sunday, the presidency announced there will be only 5 flights a day to and from Algerian airports. This is VOA News. Members of a militia opposed to the coup by the Myanmar military on Sunday pulled back into the jungle of western Myanmar following days of fighting with the army, as the United States and Britain condemned military violence against civilians. Mindat, a city of about 40,000 people in the western Chin state of Myanmar, has become a hotspot for civilian movement against the military government, which seized power in a coup on February 1st. Some Mindat residents have formed the Chinland Defense Force, which said in a statement Sunday that 6 of its members had been killed by the junta. After 3 weeks of fighting, the army has battled local people, but fighters pulled back after days of assaults by army combat troops backed by artillery. Some security forces were killed and others were reported missing after attacks in Mindat. Miyawati Television, controlled by the army, said on Saturday. The BBC reported that some of the Mindat population is believed to have fled while others are trapped in the town. The United Nations has estimated that the military has killed more than 780 people since the coup. The military disputes that number. Fighting between government security forces and Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan resumed in the early hours of Sunday, ending a 3-day ceasefire declared by the adversaries to mark Islamic Eid al-Fitr festival. The Afghan army confirmed its forces started offensive, clearing and counterterrorism operations in districts close to Lashkar Gah, the capital of southern Helmand province. It claimed that the ensuing clashes killed at least 20 Taliban rebels, including a key commander. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani spoke to his military commander Saturday night by video conference to discuss the post-ceasefire situation. Taliban officials have not commented on post-truce insurgent operations in the country, nor on the situation in Helmand. The hotly contested province has been the scene of intense fighting since May the 1st. That's when the United States and its NATO allies formally began their final troop pullout from Afghanistan. Sudan hopes to entice investors and secure pledges to pay off its arrears to the International Monetary Fund at a conference in Paris on Monday, paving the way for wider relief on external debt of at least $50 billion. Sudan has a lot of debt, but recently made rapid progress toward having much of it forgiven under the IMF and World Bank's program to aid highly indebted poor countries. Sudan is emerging from decades of economic sanctions and isolation under former President Omar al-Bashir.